Long Lecture, Skill 5. Film Studies, Western Movies. Listen to part of a lecture in a film studies class. Western movies are really overrated. Much ado about nothing. Before the 60s, westerns were made and shown in places called picture houses, cinemas, or theaters, depending on where you lived. Kids, especially boys, loved them. They're all the same. Good guy sheriff, bad guy outlaw, some deputies, cowboys, townsfolk, and the dancing girls at the local saloon for a bit of fun to appeal to the females. They were so simple that today's kids would be bored watching them. In the 60s, academics became involved. They grouped movies into different categories. Each category became known as a genre. The name of this type of study came to be known as genre studies. Genre studies people are saying that Western movies might be cheap, but there is a common thread found in each one of them. Actually, they do have a point. The good guy wears a white hat, and the bad guy wears a black hat. When the guy with the white hat and the guy with the black hat come face to face in the street, there's going to be a gunfight. Cattlemen are loners and misunderstood. Townsfolk depend on the sheriff to protect them from the bad guys. There is something that Westerns have in common with other films made in other countries. All sorts of films have been made, and the characters and plots are similar, but with some differences. The setting moves to another country, and the characters change according to that country's national heroes. There are Japanese films with samurai. Eastern Bloc movies have the Red Western films with the Russians involved, and South African movies have Zulus in them. The story is the same. The heroes create order out of chaos and make everything safe for the average citizen. Who the hero is depends on which side makes the film, because they can be the good guys in one film, but the bad guys in another. If you watch Dances with Wolves, you'll remember that the Indians were good and the U.S. cavalry was bad. This is one of the exceptions to the rule in American movies. The idea of the Western film not only transcends geography, but also transcends time. Some shows made about the future are really based on the idea of the Western. Gene Roddenberry of Star Trek fame says his Star Trek is based on the old Wagon Train series.
I've never heard of Wagon Train. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Wagon Train was a really popular series in the late 50s and early 60s. It was about people who got together and formed a group to travel overland looking for land to live and settle down on. They were opening the Wild West for Europeans against all odds. The old Indians didn't like it, and they attacked the white people many times. People fell ill and died. Babies were born. They got stuck in bad weather. Wheels came off wagons, and the cavalry had to rush out and help them. It is fairly light-hearted compared to today's violence.
This doesn't make sense. I thought that in the U.S., everyone is supposed to get along, and there are laws about discrimination.
This is the movies we're talking about, not the real world. It was a different time, too. American history isn't as perfect and as kind as the history books say. Multiculturalism, colonization, and imperialism aren't mentioned in the same breath as Wagon Train.
I am just wondering. I watched Outland the other night. It was kind of like High Noon, am I right? Is that the kind of thing you mean?
Yes, it is. If you know this type of show, you'll really see patterns in films. The only thing is that once you do it, it takes the thrill out of watching them. What is interesting is that some of the films being made in the U.S. are actually cultural remakes of movies from other countries. The Magnificent Seven was a remake of Kurosawa's Seven Samurai. A Fistful of Dollars and Last Man Standing were copies of Kurosawa's Yojimbo. The twist there is that Yojimbo was based on Red Harvest, an American detective novel by Dashiell Hammett. Sometimes it gets a bit complicated when looking for the real origin of a movie. There is another type of movie which is based on Westerns. It is called post-apocalyptic. This is when a future society is trying to rebuild after something awful has happened. It's actually formatted a lot on the Westerns, which are about opening the Wild West frontier. The Postman and the Mad Max series are two examples. From the Wild West to future societies, they are just different costumes and sets. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the main idea of this lecture? Number 2. What is the main reason that the professor does not like Western movies?